Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It is your host, the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite. And it is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, 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 yes. We are going into our other, the next second hour of the show. And I am super duper, de-duper excited because we got a caller. We have a live reading. So everybody out there, internet world, Medford, Massachusetts, you can get a taste and a dose of what the live reading is like. If you, oh my God, I love that part of the Little Rascals. Hold on one second. Oh, I love that part. Oh my God. Okay, anyway. So if you listen in, hear for yourself, feel for yourself, you know, if this is something you want to try, you know, I'm here Tuesdays, 1 to 2 or 1 to 3, depending on how spirit wants it. And the number is 855-915-9636. Okay. Remember that. Write it down if you can. 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO. So when I'm on the line and I'm offering the line to be open, we can do the live readings. And actually, it was funny because the caller, I feel like we had telepathically communicated. she's gonna share exactly what happened actually, and she's calling in right now. So here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Barbie.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you're live.
Well, hello, everybody.
Woo! This is amazing. Oh, how are you?
I'm okay. I've had a bad day, but I'm good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just part of life.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Well, good thing.
Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, and good thing you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds.
Hey, when I'm not at work, that's where I'm at every Tuesday.
Yay!
You have my support, girl.
You want to tell the audience the funny thing that just happened before this reading occurred?
Well, I was asking Spirit because I have a little bit of a touch of it. And I hear some spirits, and when I asked them, should I call in, or is it selfish for me to want a reading since I, you know, have a tiny touch of this? And then you call me, or you message me and say, you should call in.
See?
I said, did Spirit tell you to have me call?
And absolutely, or else I wouldn't have asked you. It was funny because it happened during the guided meditation. So, you know, in the guided meditation's going on, you're completely open and you're hearing everything. So, you know, it's not an accident, and it's actually nothing weird. It's actually the most normal thing.
No. It's not weird to me at all.
Yeah. So see, everybody, Spirit takes care of us, and they are always here for us, and they know us. They know what we need. Okay. Alrighty. So let's get into this. I'm really excited to do a second reading for you, and, you know, live on the air. This is really special. So
it is. And just so everybody knows, my first reading was just fabulous. She's spot on. She didn't ask me any questions, guys. She was spot on with everything and didn't ask me anything. So,
I'm so happy you had a really wonderful. You had a good experience. Okay, yes, bring it in the love. Okay, so right now we're just gonna invite Spirit to come in. There's a lot of people here for you. Anyone who wants to come in, for Barbie. Please step forward, give her the guidance and the message. Anyone who wants to come in. Okay, immediately, the first person who's just like really strong, your dad's here too, but there's somebody else who just kind of was like, I really need to talk. And it was like, it's this female energy, strong. I feel like she would have, for some reason, her hair got lighter. So I'm seeing it's kind of curly right now. I don't know if it was like this her whole life, but I felt like progressively her hair just got lighter and lighter. And now it's curly and I'm seeing glasses. I see like kind of bluish eyes. I'm seeing like she's skinny. I'm seeing kind of like of somewhat like of a pointy nose. It's not like she doesn't have like a big nose, but she has like a very, it's like her, the structure of her nose would have been like pointy. I'm seeing straw, like cheekbones, like, so like, again, I think because of her age and just getting older, she was like, made her like appear a lot thinner. And so I'm seeing like she's so thin that I can almost like, I can see like her facial structure and her strong cheekbones. It feels like someone, if for some reason her aura is very white, and I'm seeing a lot of white around her. I'm seeing a lot of like, for some reason, silk too. I don't know if she liked the I'm feeling like she had clothing or cloth, something around that would have been silk, because I'm just feeling silk around her. I'm feeling lace and I'm feeling white. I feel like she was attracted to the color white. I don't know if she wore it all the time, but in her house or something, she was very attracted to white, like she needed white around her. Okay, so let me see what else is going on here. Yeah, it almost feels kind of possibly like mother or grandmother vibration. I am seeing her older. So like now she was kind of showing me more. She was showing me her in like, she was more of an independent state. Now I'm seeing her kind of like, I feel like she possibly has a walker right now. Before she didn't. And I'm seeing her and I see the glasses and I'm seeing like the rope, like the kind of necklace, the chain around the glasses, and I'm seeing her kind of hunched over, kind of walking with the cane, but she's smiling, and she has a big old smile on her face. Now I'm getting into her energy, and her energy is just like, no matter, as she got older, this optimism just like swarmed around her, and there was just this love that radiated around her, and just this energy, and people could see it, and this she was, it was almost like visibly she was connecting to the spirit. She was connecting to the spiritual part of herself. And, you know, she had this thing where she's like, oh, I'm going to be fine where I go. Something where she was starting to have peace before she crossed over. Let me see what else. I feel, okay, again, I feel, it's funny, there's an energy of green around her, like green, that she liked, like gardens and the woods and the grass and nature, but there's this energy of green around her, like rich green leaves and just she like the importance of oxygen, but she was connected with nature. But it feels like something with the color green is coming in that had an importance to her. Let me see what else is coming in. I see she really liked, she loved music. I feel like there's a strong connection with music and world music. And so she was very attracted to all different kinds of music, but she had this kind of affinity for she loved any kind of music, pop, whatever, but she had this kind of, she had an affinity for other cultures' music. Like she loved all different kind of world music. It feels like something coming in with that. It's possibly there was cancer involved in how she passed, because I am seeing a lot of visits to the hospital. I am seeing as she's getting skinnier, it's like the characteristics of cancer that's coming in. So far, does this person make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Who is this?
My mom.
Aww. So what I was saying, was this all making sense?
All of it but the cancer.
But the what?
All of it but the cancer.
I'm sorry, what, I can't hear. What did you say?
All of it but the cancer part.
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you...
The, All of it but the cancer.
Oh, cancer. Okay. What did she pass from?
Nothing. She just died in her sleep.
Interesting. Okay.
But she was very skinny. She was skinny her whole life. Tall and skinny.
Okay.
My whole life, I should say.
Okay.
But, yeah, all of what you're saying is my mom.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's see what... Let's see the message that is coming in.
I can see her pushing her way through.
Wow. Okay. Let's see the message coming in for you right now. Okay. Really weird. First thing, I don't know if she's talking about Disneyland. I don't know if you're going on a trip to Disney or something, but she's talking about Disney's coming in, Disneyland, the California kind of part energy. So I don't know do you know anything about Disneyland?
That's where her and my grandma took us.
Oh.
That's where they took us when my grandma came out. So I wonder if she might be talking about my grandma.
Okay.
Or maybe it's my grandma.
Did your grandma have cancer?
I don't know.
Okay. It's okay. Okay.
Mom did.
Oh, okay.
And that described her too.
Really? So okay. Wait a minute. So everything I was saying was that's describing Mike's mom as well.
As well. Yes.
Whoa. Okay. Okay, wow. Okay, this is kind of cool. Let's see.
You know what? And to be totally honest, it sounds like Cookie, his mom.
Wow. Did you ever meet her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then it's...
Well,
okay.
I knew her, yeah.
Oh, wow. And that's so crazy. Both your mom and his mom are fitting the description.
Yeah.
This is wild.
But that's why I'm saying with the cancer part, it didn't make any sense, but it totally makes sense with Cookie.
Her name was Cookie?
It was Anna, but we called her Cookie.
Okay, I didn't mention this. She had a bunch of cookies in her hand, and I didn't mention it because I was just like, oh, well, everybody makes cookies. It's going to be too vague. Like, all grandmas make cookies. And I, you know, and I was just like, whoa, okay. She had a bunch of cookies in her hand. Oh, and then she's talking, okay, maybe that's why she wanted me to talk about Disney. And what was her connection with Disney?
Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh.
Maybe California, because we're not in California, but that's where we all grew up together.
Oh, okay.
That's where I know her from, is California.
Okay. Let's see what she's what she's trying to come in say.
And she might be coming through because Pam's listening in too.
Oh, and that's his sister?
Yeah.
Oh. Does somebody dance in the family? Is someone a dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Her granddaughter, Sam's daughter.
Okay. I'm seeing a girl dancing. This is interesting. Okay.
What? You're seeing a girl dancing?
Yeah. There's somebody. Who's someone's dancing?
Sierra, I'm sure.
Okay. So they're. Okay. Okay. So what are you talking about? Music. Okay. She's talking about this energy. So she's showing these elements around you and your family and everyone. And like, she's talking about remembering Disney, and she's showing the aspect of whoever this girl is in relation, who's dancing, and she's bringing back this energy, and she wants you to pay attention to that energy, because those energies represent bringing back fun, bringing back lightness, and how music affects you in a very healing way. And so she's talking about it's time to bring back some music in your life, bringing back in any way possible, any way you can, because it is something that really heals you. It's something that really you, I mean, as a spiritual being and as somebody who has this gift, the way that it helps you to ground is through music. So they're talking about things like more shows, more concerts, more going out around music, more dancing, more stuff where there's just being around music, even if it's taking up lessons or even if it, you being a part of music, anything that you can. She's talking about it's really time to open up that door for music, because it's such a medicine and a healing portal that can naturally just really... just it's like a natural remedy that grounds. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I used to dance in high school.
Oh, okay.
Music does ground me, and it makes the meditation period. Music is my thing. I would rather listen to music than watch TV or do anything.
Yeah. Are you able to go out to shows ever or see live bands?
No, we haven't, but we've talked about it.
Okay, so this makes perfect sense. They're saying it's really good for you guys right now to do that, to go out and see live music. Like, it's a really part, it's a huge part of you guys, and it's just really something that's real. It's like that one thing where you're like, oh, kind of feeling like something's missing. It's like that connection with music. And so when you open up that portal again, she's talking about with music and going out and actually being around live shows and really getting to the rhythm of dancing, it's going to open up other doors for you. It's going to open up to help you to see other things that are trying to come in, because it's kind of like on the other side of the wall, but you can't see those other gifts until you start opening up every layer of a high vibration. Now, you're already on a high vibration. You're already on a good path. But the thing about it is that whoever this spirit is who's with you wants to remind you, though, that you can, it's all about continuously unfolding. It's all about don't stop growing. Don't stop, you know, unfolding in those good places, because it's going to bring more of that and more. She's like be mindful of staying stagnant. Not that you are, but just remember how important it is to continuously try new things and do new things, but always connect back to your source of who you are, and don't ever forget to let those things go, because that's what makes life magical. That's what makes the joy and the happiness expand. Because yes, you are happy now, but you want to keep elevating that. You want to keep growing that happiness. You want to keep going into different areas of your joy. You want it to keep going, because what they're trying to tell you is you are in a spiritual developing state. You've always have been. And so this is part of it. And music is a really, really strong part of it. Does that make sense to you? Okay, let's see what else that they wanted to bring in real quick. It's really interesting. There is, so they're showing actually a picture of you being somewhere and meditating. You're actually with other people. They're showing you what would really help you actually right now is to actually connect. They want you to start connecting with other people who are open, because what you have, it's like, it's constantly open. You've got it. There's no doubt that you've got, you know, the sensitivity, the gift. And so to understand it more, to feel more, to, you know, because what it looks like is that you get what it is, but what you need is more of a firm grasp and a foundation of certainty of what it is that you have, because this is going to help you more control your energy and control, you know, the things around you. Because right now it's kind of like, okay, you get it, you know you have it, but there's so many different departments and there's so many different avenues of what kind of way you have a psychic gift, that, and we all have a different way to navigate it. They're saying it's time for you to figure out and find out what your way of navigating it and actually start developing it and be around people who can help. Because I'm literally seeing meditation classes or yoga or a workshop. I'm literally seeing you with other people, like in like a kind of class setting or a circle, sacred space with other people and actually unfolding. Has any of this kind of crossed your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of what I've talked to you about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not in that full extent, but yes. Because meditation helps open me up and makes me relax, and it helps me let go of the negativity and everything. So,
yeah, they're saying like the next kind of, it's okay to take the next level, basically, and actually actually find people and actually, you know, talk with other people. Have you ever been in like a class setting or a circle setting or a group setting about this?
No.
Okay. So that's why they're saying like when you start doing that, that is the first step of developing, and you are going to start developing. But what it's going to basically help you to open up, and it's kind of mirrors. The thing about it is what I like to, when I tell people about, you know, doing classes and stuff like this, it's not really the fact that you have to learn something. You already know it. What happens when you're with other people is that you start remembering. It helps you to remember. So it's not necessarily like a class of showing you how to use your gift. It's more of when you're with other people, what it's going to do, it's going to help enhance what you have. And you can bounce feedback and ideas off of people. So you have a place to navigate it, and you're going to be around people who know what you're going through and can give you feedback. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't feel crazy.
What did you say?
So I don't feel crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, obviously at your own pace, it's not like you got to do this tomorrow or do, you know, it's like, yeah. But what they're saying is that anything though, cause I feel like overall you're good. You have a good head on your shoulders, but I do see you sometimes just kind of like feeling off. You're feeling, sometimes you're just like not knowing like what the heck to do, like, or like how to do, like, you know, how to navigate this, how do you deal with this and stuff. And so that's why it's important to talk with other people, and because this isn't something in the mainstream, you know, world where it's just in the norm, you know, you really have to, it feels nice to be able to have that, you know, support, especially in this kind of way. That way you get that power. That way you get to develop what it is, because I can feel it. You've got something. You're supposed to use it. You're supposed to use it. You have a purpose, and you're definitely supposed to use it for something. And that's why it's good to develop it. It's like your journey's just beginning.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. The things that you're feeling, you're just picking up on stuff. Just know that it will pass, and you're going to learn how to like protect more and control it better. It's going to come in. I see it the next couple of months. Because spirit, she's showing me like around springtime. Something I'm seeing, like either like class or other people, you're going to be around other people. You are going to be so happy. You're going to be like, oh my God, why didn't I do this before? You're going to open up a different, like, this whole other world. And I'm telling you, it's going to bring you a lot of joy. So when it's time and when, you know, when the stars align, you're really going to start connecting to this because you're here to share this with everyone around you. You're a healer. And you know, that I can feel it. You've got a lot of things to share with people that are just going to blow their mind.
I hope so.
Yes.
That's exactly how I feel. I want to help everybody.
Yeah.
That's just me. And I get that from my mom.
Yep.
My mom, the same way. That's why I thought that too was coming through, because of the white aura. And she, that's how everybody knew her, was being so kind and nice to everybody. She spread love.
Just know? Like you. Just like you.
But Cookie, same way. Cookie was that way with me too.
Wow, a lot of love. You guys got a lot of loving spirits around you, just guiding you and helping you.
I feel it.
Amazing. Amazing. What a beautiful journey. What a beautiful journey. So I hope you were able to get something out of this. Whew.
Yeah.
And hello?
I was just going to say, the connection and the things that you do for me is just amazing.
No, yes, I'm my pleasure, my pleasure. I know how it is. I know what it's like. It's, you know, we're here for a reason, and we have this gift for a reason, and we're definitely spread the knowledge as much as we can. Yes. Exciting. Okay. I hope you have a beautiful day. I hope you feel better the rest of your day. And and I will definitely talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Mariah.
No problem. May the love and blessings of spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. You. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. So there we have it. There's a live reading. And so anytime, come on in. Is that someone calling you? Okay, hello. We're back. This is Mariah Merlinite, Boston Medium. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was the live reading. I hope you enjoyed it. Viewers, everyone out there who's listening, see for yourself, you know, everything that goes on here, all the magic, all the joy, all the love, everything that is just here for you. Everything. So again, 855-915-9636. That is the official. It's the official fish of calling the number. As you can hear the meditation music in the back, it's all groovy, it's all well, all is well right now. So stay tuned, please. We've got so much more to come.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Man can build a city, write a book, or sing a ditty. I can mention quite a few inventions, but he needs someone to love. Man can be a tailor or a soldier or a sailor. He can even fly up in the skyway, but he needs someone to love. He can span the ocean, start a nation with a notion like Columbus. He'll discover something, but someone to love. For if he's all alone, what good are these wonderful things? He needs someone to love. A girl can take an empty room and she can make it very soon into a new enchanted heaven, but she needs someone to love. She can be a heroine and beat most any fellow in the way to cook the finest dinner, but he needs someone to love. She could be the breath of spring and change a beggar to a king, most anything a girl can manage, but she needs someone to love. For if she's all alone, what good are these wonderful things? She needs someone to love.
Just as long as time shall be, you'll find that he will always need a she.
Everybody, every day, just longs to hear somebody say, I love you, won't you please be mine alone? We need someone to love.
My heart, or take my heart forever, it still will be forever yours alone.
They tell me to get ready to forget you. That's what they say. I only know I love you. They tell me I'll be sorry that I met you. But come what may, I only know I love you. I'm not the one to look into the future. I don't know what your heart may have in view.
My darling,
I only know that I love you.
Na voce, na chitarra, poche luna, è come. come dolce questa serenata. Avvocato esa costa più vicina e tutta strigna me che appassionata.
A silly song. Oh, the cuckoo, 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 cuckoo bird in the pickle, 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 pickle tree. The cuckoo, 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 cuckoo bird in the pickle, 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 pickle tree. He eats bananas by the bunch for breakfast, dinner, and for lunch. He's hungry after every meal because he only eats the peel. Oh, the cuckoo, cuckoo bird in the pickle, 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 pickle tree.
Oh yeah, I was a fool. close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Now we're going to do When the Saints Go Marching.
We'll be right back. as he could be. Till one day they started boxing on TV. One day when he was bowing, he walked into a right. Charlie was a boxer who'd rather act than fight. Charlie had a left and right that frightened every man in sight. Never feared a thing, it's true. He was champ, I'm telling you. Charlie was a boxer, great as he could be. Till one day they started boxing on TV. One day when he was bowing, he walked into a right. Charlie was a boxer who'd rather act than fight. Charlie trained both day and night. In his heart he loved to fight. In his corner you could tell he was anxious for the bell. Charlie was a boxer, great as he could be. Till one day they started boxing on TV. One day when he was bowing, he walked into a right. Charlie was a boxer, rather act than fight. Strength than Superman. All his friends would cheer and sing when he stepped into the ring. Charlie was a boxer, great as he could be. Till one day they started boxing on TV. One day when he was bowing, he walked into a right. Charlie was a boxer, rather act than fight. Yes, Charlie was a boxer, rather.
Hello, hello, hello. You, this way I said you, you are listening. You're listening to me. It's the Boston Medium right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, Boston Medium. And that has been an awesome 2 hours of truly amazing spiritual readings and vinyl back to back. Let's give it up for the Alton Alice, the Four Aces, Emma's Sweet. I can't, it's such a long, Emma Sweet Jazz Band. It's such a long name. And and the Ricky Nelson vinyls. Thank you so much for being here with me. Please join me next week here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. We have surprising paranormal fun. It never ends. It really just doesn't. Again, you heard the live readings for yourself. See if this is something you are interested in. When, you know, I give the cue, you can always call in. And, you know, I'm so, oh, Lord, I'm so happy that I was able to give the live reading. And so I'm really excited that you are here to join me and witness it as always. So love, peace, and so much happiness here. I will see you next week. Again, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And we are signing off.
Stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.